In the name of that true vine, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ. There is a part of our text this morning that's more difficult to understand than just Jesus as the vine and you and I as the branches. Our Lord says, "Every branch that does bear fruit, He, that is God the Father, prunes, that it may bear more fruit." This pruning is the trials, the struggles of life. You know the drill. Why do bad things happen to good people? Why do tragedies and heartaches happen to Christians? Doesn't God love us? If God really loves me, then why do these things keep happening to me? Everyone has things happen in life that, well, is just hard to understand. They may be big problems, they may be very big problems, they may be little, but they all make us ask questions. Questions about God and why He lets these things happen to us. It's a good question, and Jesus gives us a rather simple answer this morning, but from our perspective, it's a deep answer, and it is one that is very hard to understand. Jesus says that the trials and struggles in our lives are God pruning us. Pruning us so that we can bear good fruit in our lives. Martin Luther calls these various trials and struggles in our life, he calls them the manure, or God's clipping prunes, or shears that God uses to clip in our lives. Think of it this way. If you were a branch of a vine, and you'd have to admit that there are things that happen to you that are hard to understand. Why does that gardener always cut off limbs and branches? Why does the gardener keep piling manure up all around me? It stinks. It really stinks. And I don't like it. Why does the gardener do these things? He does these things because he knows what's best for the vine and its branches. The gardener knows that too many limbs will choke the fruits and that the vine needs to be fertilized in order to grow and be fruitful. Now, horticulture and plants and plant life, that's all one thing. But we're talking about you. God uses the lousy things that happen in your life to prune you, to make you bear more fruit in your life. In other words, He uses the trials and struggles of this life so that you can see, that you can see Jesus more clearly. He fertilizes your life with the junk of this world, things that are gross and wrong and hurtful. But God uses them for good. It's like what Joseph said. You remember Joseph, once a slave and then a very powerful ruler? It's like what Joseph said to his brothers, "As for you, you meant evil against me. But God meant it for good." One of the earliest Christian martyrs was a man named Ignatius, a disciple of the Apostle John. Ignatius was arrested and taken to Rome to be torn apart by wild beasts in the arena. Just when this was about to happen, Ignatius said, "Let them come. I am God's kernel of grain. He must crush and grind me in the mill before He can use me." Ignatius, in faith, could see that God would use these terrible events to serve as a witness to the gospel. As Luther put it, Ignatius looks upon the terrible teeth of the wild lions and bears as nothing else than God's millstone, with which he must be ground to powder in order that he may be prepared as a good cake for God. That's how God works in your life. God loves you. God wants the best and only the best for you. And so he takes all of the evil and all of the horrible things that Satan and this world can throw against you. He takes all of that and God uses it to your eternal welfare. He prunes you. He prunes you so that you can be fragrant and that you can be fruitful, a fruitful branch of the vine who is Jesus Christ. Amazing, isn't it? Only God can turn the worst things of our lives and use them for our good. Now, this same God who prunes you, he feeds you. He feeds you with his life in the Lord's Supper. It is no accident that Jesus calls himself the true vine. It's from the fruit of the vine in Holy Communion that we receive his nourishing and his life-giving spirit. And so you abide. You dwell. You remain. You stay put in him. And he abides in you. He has cleansed you by his word, and he loves you with the very core of his being. He gives you his body and he gives you his blood so that you can be nourished and sustained in the journey. And God the Father, the great gardener, looks down upon you and he sees the good fruit of your life. I am the vine, Jesus says. You are the branches. In Jesus' name, amen.